Hello, dumplings. Welcome to Let's Get Ugly, the podcast where we dive deep into the beauty, wellness, and lifestyle secrets that aren't always pretty, but always real.
We're your co-hosts, Trishna and Disha,
the sister duo, keeping it 100% authentic, super sassy, and really silly all at the same time.
Yes, really, really silly. We're going to be chatting with some amazing industry insiders and sharing all of the things that they feel make an impact in today's society.
We are here to cut through any misconceptions around these different industries and all the BS we hear from the outside world.
So come join us. Grab your favorite drink, let's relax, but most importantly, let's take a look at the ugly truth behind looking and feeling your absolute best. This is Let's Get Ugly. So today we have an amazing guest. I'm so excited to introduce makeup artist Nikita Chamling.
Today we are going to be talking about the transformative power of beauty, and she is going to share the best tips for you guys as well. So let's get started.
Hello, Nikita.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Amazing, amazing.
I'm really excited for this.
Yeah. So this is Nikita's debut podcast. This is the first one.
This is, yeah.
Amazing. How are you feeling?
Honestly, a little nervous.
Okay.
But I'm kind of liking it.
So far, so good.
So far, so good.
Loved it. So we just wanted to jump in with the first question for you.
Let's jump in.
Amazing. So you are a multidisciplinary creative. You have such a diverse portfolio, and we're really interested in your journey into the beauty industry in particular. So the first question we really wanted to ask is, what kind of motivated you to begin experimenting with makeup?
So it all began before lockdown. I was actually a fashion student. And then during the lockdown, I had nothing to do. So I saw a video of a woman, like, you know, making makeup videos, like, for the environmental thing. And she had like a butterfly on her eye and like nice paints going on. I tried to recreate it. And I haven't stopped ever since.
Wow. Amazing. Yeah. Where were you studying?
I was at a fashion college, and then I left it in Kolkata.
Okay.
And then I left, came back home, and just like got my paintbrush and started painting my face, and here became a makeup artist.
Oh my God, that's amazing. That's so creative as well. I have to say, like, when anyone goes to your social media, like, your Instagram is filled with the most fun, experimental, and beautiful looks. I genuinely like can't stop myself, you know.
Thank you so much.
They're really stunning. I wanted to ask you about like personal and professional. What are maybe some techniques or maybe some ways that you use makeup that make you, I don't know, I guess have a signature? Like, what would you say is like your signature technique?
The most signature technique for me has been like lifting the face, like lifting the eye, make it look much more bigger. But I think a secret is I always make sure in the end it is a beautiful woman and not a beautiful makeup. So I like to enhance the features that a model already has and just, you know, make her feel comfortable in her skin.
I love that.
That is amazing. And yes, no, we do really love looking at all of the different looks you do because they are
so
creative. Obviously, beauty is something that, from what we've heard so far, is a way that you've used to kind of celebrate your authentic self as well. How do you inspire others to do that through your work?
Well, I was someone, like, growing up, like, I was never allowed to put makeup on myself. It went against the societal norms. So if I can, like, you know, step out of my fear, insecurities, and do it, anyone can. Makeup is powerful, makeup is empowering, and it gives individual like me a platform to represent myself and also inspire people by just, like, you know, being yourself.
That's really cool. I mean, I'm going to jump straight into it, right? Like a big topic around our discussion today is not just the transformative power of makeup, but obviously the fact that you are an amazing trans woman in India, which is really wild, you know? But I'm so happy to have you on here and to be, you know, sharing and showcasing yourself very freely. Can you tell us a little bit about your journey?
So I get this question like a lot, like when did you realize you were a trans woman?
Or it's not really a realization, is it? And it's not a choice either.
Yeah. I've always felt this way, like a little different. I was always like a feminine boy growing up, and the only word that I knew, you know, that I could relate to was gay. So I would identify myself as like, I'm a gay. And as I grew older and, you know, like through social media, internet, a lot of research, I got to know that I'm a trans woman. So it was never a realization for me, but just discovery of the word that, you know, I felt belonged.
Amazing. Well, did you, so talk us through like, you know, the journey of finally being able to express yourself as the woman you are today.
Like I told you, I was identifying myself as like a gay person, but I never really came out as gay to my family or friends or nobody. I was a very shy person, like, you know, mind my business, like go to school and study and like never really do anything apart from studies. But then like as I started doing makeup, that was my coming out. I did not like go and tell my mom that I'm a trans woman, like accept me. I started like posting my makeup videos, and like my mom would not like want to like see me wearing a dress or a skirt or like, you know, with red lip and a wing liner. She wouldn't, as an Indian mother, she wouldn't. But then like when she saw me doing good, like living happy and just creating videos and content, that kind of helped her accept me as who I am. And still to this date, I never had to fight like for coming out or anything. People just took me as I am.
That is amazing.
Thank you
That is amazing. And I'm so happy for you, genuinely. I think it's so great that you immediately were like, public platform.
Yeah.
Off I go.
Here I am.
Here I am.
No, and I feel like, you know, in Asia, there are a lot of cultural taboos around this, you know, around this topic area and around people expressing their identities as well. So it's really nice to see that, you know, you had that kind of realization and were able to kind of share it with the world, which is amazing.
And I'm grateful that I had like supportive people around me, like my friends, my family, and also the audience that I had in my social media has been really accepting. So that gave me a lot of confidence to pursue makeup further and actually make it from a passion to an actual career.
Amazing. Talk us through that journey as well. How did that start for you?
So I was just creating content during lockdown. It was helping me, like, you know, pass time. And eventually I was recognized by some people and I got some work. I never knew makeup would pay my bills, but it slowly started. I started getting like bridal inquiries, and then like there were some campaigns being shot in my hometown, and like people would reach out to me. And I got to like, I got contacted by an agency in Bombay, and then like I came here, I signed a contract with them, and yeah, here I am as like a professional makeup artist.
My God, amazing.
Yeah.
That's so cool. When it comes to the beauty industry though, like how do you feel they're embracing diversity? I think it's really interesting, especially from the inclusion of like the trans community. There are quite a few other influencers as well now that are trans and Indian. And how do you feel the beauty community is supporting you?
Beauty community is actually like very supportive. I'm talking about Bombay. I don't know about the industry elsewhere, but here people are very accepting in general. Like I am not just a trans woman, but I'm also from the Northeast.
Okay.
So people do accept you, like wherever you're from, like whichever the part of the world you're from or whatever you identify as, people are accepting as long as your work is good. So I feel like you have to be a good person with a good heart and obviously good work. People will accept you.
That's amazing. That's really amazing.
Anyway, like, you know, they are gonna hate you no matter what. There's gonna be some people around the corner everywhere that's gonna like think different or have something opposite to say, right? So just ignore that and focus on the positive, and you're gonna attract more of the positivity in your life.
Amazing. I think, mm-hmm. like, you know, when it comes to the beauty community mm-hmm. in Bombay, I love that you mentioned that it's like very open-minded and you're integrated. Mm-hmm. But can you let us know, what is it like to be trans in India?
Well, living life as a trans woman in India itself, like, is a big taboo, like you said. I think people in India tolerate trans people than accept them. And there's a big difference in tolerating and accepting.
When it comes to tolerating and accepting, mm-hmm. in your opinion, what's the difference?
Accepting is just like, you know, like taking the person as they are, as who they are or what they are, right? And tolerating is like just, you know, just bearing with them.
Okay.
Oh, we have to coexist. It's okay. I'm going to be fine with you around the set. I'm talking about the industry as well.
Wow.
I'm tolerating like you around the set here.
Yeah.
But as soon as the shoot is done, we pack, we wrap, it's done. I don't want to see your face ever again.
Wow.
Yeah. And accepting is like, you can be whoever you want to. Like if you're a boy, you can wear pink, you know, it goes against the societal like
norms,
condition, right? But, and a guy can wear a heel. It was like made for guys, the heels.
Of course, when it comes to careers in the industry, you work as an industrial makeup artist. You've just discussed with us how there is such a thing as tolerating versus accepting, and that does happen in the industry. Yeah. If you had any advice to give to other trans individuals that are hoping to be in the same industry as you, what advice would you give them?
One advice I would give to all the like trans people coming in the industry is know your job, do your job, and mind your business. That's the best advice I can give you, because people are not gonna give a shit whether you're a trans or not. If you're good at your work, be so irreplaceable that, you know, you being a trans woman should not bother other person. Refine your work, work on yourself, improve your skills, do everything to make yourself worthy of being in the industry and, you know, like, makeup, model, anything, right? Be the best.
I think that's great. That's great advice. Yeah, no, it's actually really, really great to think of like those little tips and tricks, which is always key. But I just wanted to ask, in terms of like, you know, cutting through the noise, right? Because obviously there will be times when you're on set or dealing with particular individuals who are on the not on the accepting side of things. How do you deal with that?
Best thing for me has been ignoring. I've tried to argue with people, I've tried everything, but it doesn't work. Like, how many mouths are you gonna shut, right? So better for you is to be the bigger person and forget, because that person does not know your story, that person does not know your struggle. The only thing that person know about you is, oh, she's a trans, and like in the local language, if I want to say like chakka hai, like, you know, meetha hai or whatever, that is what they're going to say. But you can, the best thing you can do for yourself and for them is ignore and be the bigger person, because that person, like, imagine that person does not know what you're capable of and what you can offer to the world and to them, right? So they're ignorant. Just avoid and live life, chill, be happy, and move on.
Yeah, I love that.
Your attitude is so positive.
So
I love
nice.
It.
Yeah.
It's actually like the moving on, keeping the positive attitude. I love it.
Do you actually
have any affirmations that you use or anything like that when you work?
My affirmations are like, you know, I am God's child. I'm protected. I am exactly who I want to be. And also, like, you know, as a trans woman, like, when I was younger, like a teenager or something, I would be like, God, why did you make me a trans person? Like, why not a woman? But now I've realized, if I were not a trans woman, I would not be who I am today. I would have never been a makeup artist. I would have never come to Bombay. I would have had a very different life. And imagine if I were not a trans woman, I would not be like in this podcast with you guys.
Ah, you're pretty talented. You might have been anyway.
You would have been. Yeah. Anyways. You're so talented, honestly.
But I'm happy that, you know, whatever happened in life. And I'm so grateful to be here.
Oh.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
So welcome.
That's so sweet. I think when it comes to your art, which is pretty amazing, right? Like, you create amazing art. Do you think that these creative projects are something that you are kind of creating as a result of being in the industry, or is it like another motivation? Like, what keeps you going?
This is like a very personal story that I would like to share. I began my career with like face painting, and this is something that I actually do not share with the world.
Okay.
I haven't actually shared with anyone.
We got an exclusive here.
Exclusive.
We love an exclusive.
So during the lockdown, I was like kind of depressed, and I had like actually hit my rock bottom. And I used to paint a lot. And I was just painting and I was crying, and the tears kind of ruined my art. And then I told myself, I'm gonna paint my face now. I don't have canvases anymore. It's lockdown, so I'm gonna paint my face. And that is how I started. So I feel the art that I've created on myself was in a way to like not hide the pain, but embrace it. I've created few looks where I have like the blood coming out of my eyes, and like there is a fish that's eating my tears. So those all are emotions actually that I wanted to like, you know, like express through my art.
Wow, that's really powerful. And you feel great. And that, would you say that, like, you know, doing that and putting yourself in that position of like painting your face made you overcome your depression?
It did. It helped me a lot. Like you said, you get a positive vibe from me. This is how I get it.
Wow.
You have to like vent out your frustration, your anger, or, you know, your depression somewhere. So I just like, you know, flush it out through art.
I think that's great. I think that's great.
And I love that you use makeup as art as well, because it is an art form. And I think that's something that often gets missed out of the conversation.
Makeup is art. Like, just the art of the liner, you know, as simple as putting a lipstick itself is art. Like, we play with a lot of colors, different formulas. It is actually even better than painting in a canvas, I would say.
Oh, how so?
A canvas doesn't react. A canvas doesn't talk to you, right? But a model always does. Or like a human being always does.
That is so true. And we love it. And we love that you've been able to be vulnerable as well and share that kind of creative process with us as well, for sure.
It makes a really big difference. I mean, I want to go back kind of to the queer community, because I feel like in Bombay anyway, it's booming. Mm. Like, we've seen a lot. I mean, I forget, like, living in the UK, how big India is. Mm. Like, I guess in London, like, it's a very big hub anyway, but in India you're spoiled. You've got two hubs. You've got here, you've got Delhi, you've got both.
Yeah.
People either hub there or hub here, which I think is really, really fascinating. And one thing that I have seen has been like a lot of this support for the queer community, which is great. But how do you think the rest of the queer community could support the trans community more?
I believe like the same thing that I said, like letting people be who they are. Like, you don't actually have to like go and support them by, you know, participating in a march or anything. That's, I think, show off. But we need that. I'm not saying it's not important, like no controversy here. We need it. We need to be visible, right? But then more than that, I feel like just standing up for each other and accepting the other person like in their journey to know themselves and to be themselves. That way, I think we can like support each other. If like there's a man who wants to wear a heel, there's a man who wants to wear like a pink crop top, like let them, just let them be them.
I love that.
Yeah,
just so powerful.
Exist.
Yeah.
You don't have to coexist with anyone. Imagine like a garden, if there is just sunflowers, it would be really, even though like sunflowers are like amazing flowers, but it would be boring. Like we need some roses, some lilies, so let people bloom into their own flower and enjoy the garden, the view. People are amazing when they are themselves,
yeah.
When they don't have any filter on.
Definitely. Yeah. Honestly, appreciate that you haven't had any filters on today, which has been great.
I haven't, yeah.
Have you ever faced challenges creatively in terms of expressing your identity through makeup in the past? And how did you overcome that?
Actually, I did. So initially when I started posting like makeup tutorials on myself, my relatives got very offended so much that they don't talk to me still.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was like a big challenge to overcome. I lost a lot of friends.
Sorry, that's hard.
It's okay, actually. It's okay. It's very okay. And but I kept like looking into the brighter side. Like my mom is all that mattered to me and she's been supporting. I have support of a few of my very like close friends. And that has shaped me into the person that I am now. Like it's taught me like how to move on in life, how to not hold into like, you know, like personal grudges or fear and move on and carry on in life, because only one thing is constant in the universe and that is change. So you have to change with time.
I think that's great. I think the evolution and time and like acceptance is really, really great. And it's good to kind of highlight that as well. I want to know about the future.
Oh,
I want to know about the future. What does the future hold for you? And, you know, how are you going to use your creativity to support trans rights and, you know, support others in the community? How are you going to represent? What does that pipeline look like for you?
I think the most important thing right now is visibility. So when I was like growing up as like a gay person, I didn't even know what trans meant. So I saw like few like, you know, like YouTubers, like come out, like make videos of themselves, and all they did was be themselves, and that alone helped me be myself.
Who is someone that you looked up to?
I've always looked up to a lot of people, actually. Yeah. I can't name one.
Oh, it's
like
wow.
Choosing between your babies.
Yeah, that's amazing, though.
Yeah. So I can do that by being myself, living my best life, and showing people that actually grass is greener on the other side. Be more confident, a little bit more push, and yeah, life is happy for all of you, no matter who you are, what you are, and a great representation of the community, of the trans community. Yeah.
Amazing. Great. That's super. I love the idea of like the spectrum, and I specifically loved your story about the garden because I think it's so true. Like life would be boring with just sunflowers, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. We need some
diversity.
Something to pick our eye.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're now moving into our final three questions.
Literally.
Okay. All beauty related.
Which is our favorite thing to talk about.
I love makeup.
Yes, we really, really do.
Yeah.
So if you had to name your favorite beauty trend of the moment, what would it be?
I think right now it's the Sabrina Carpenter makeup. Like the pink neon blush. Love it. I just love the blush placement.
She's gorgeous as
She's
well.
She's gorgeous. She is like diva. I love her.
100%. Her whole look is so perfect for her aesthetic as well.
Yeah.
In terms of like, you know, the girlhood vibes that
Everything.
She gives off for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Which is incredible. So have you created any looks with the Sabrina Carpenter blush yet?
I always do.
Oh my
I
God.
Love blushes. Like these days blushes are amazing. And ever since I've been following the trend, I am more drawn into the neon pink blush. And all my clients, they love it.
Wow.
Everyone.
Are you like a cream blush, a liquid blush, a powder? Like what's your go-to formula?
Oh, everything.
Anything.
I begin with like a cream or a liquid and then like powder on top and then like again put the cream on top.
Oh.
You know, like Sabrina Carpenter makeup, it's very glowy, right?
Yeah.
So a powder wouldn't do that. You need powder and you need like everything. I put like 5 shades of blush to achieve that look.
Wow. No way.
Yeah,
it's what
not
kind
one
of
blush.
Shades do you have to use to get it?
And how do you like, do the placement? So talk us through it.
Yeah, you got to tell us your techniques because everyone's going to want to know. Yeah.
Oh my God, okay. Letting the secrets out. So I do not put on the apples of the cheek, like on the like cheekbone out here, like just where your eyes end. And then like slowly blend it on either way. And then I do the concealer later.
Okay.
First the blush and then the concealer. So that way it just marries everything.
Question, why is that? Why is it blush first, concealer second?
Because it would look weird.
Yeah, there is going to be like harsh lines. Yes, and all we want is like a blend.
Not everyone's going to know that, obviously.
You can see it on her face. She looks great.
I know. She looks amazing. But people who watch might not be, you know, makeup artists.
Sorry, people that watch.
So it's always good to explain. So if you had to say what is, I mean, we just spoke about a beauty hack, but we definitely want to know more. What's like the one beauty hack you can't live without?
I did not know this was a hack, but as I became a makeup artist in the industry, I know a lot of people do not use eyelash curler. But honestly, I've never imagined my life without an eyelash curler. I can't even imagine a day without eyelash curler in my bag. And that's the like, you know, greatest hack. Just curl your lash, put a mascara and like live.
So is that like your one thing that you always
That's
have to use?
One thing I always have to use. I can ditch lip gloss. I can ditch a blush, not an eyelash curler and a mascara.
What mascara is your fave?
I am currently obsessed with Dior.
Love that.
Yeah.
It looks great though.
No, it does. Yeah. It looks so natural as well, which Thank is amazing.
Last question. Mm-hmm. What is your biggest beauty regret?
Biggest beauty regret, I think many of you will relate, is like a thin arched brow.
Yeah, 100%.
Yes.
I hate that. I don't, when I look back into those old pictures, I'm like, honey, what's wrong with you? And I pretty much have like a straighter like brow. And back in the day, I would force it to make it more like rounder, you know, like more arched, made me look like some alien.
I think it's so funny. I feel like we are actually at the point now where we're embracing our own features way more in beauty. It's so nice. It's actually really nice to see.
It is amazing to see people like, you know, just be comfortable in their own skin. And makeup has become like much minimal now. Mm-hmm. People don't like heavy makeup and they're like just put some tint. And yeah, that's it. I love it. Just people being happy with how they are, who they are. Like I said in the beginning, like it's the beautiful woman and not a beautiful makeup.
Yeah.
So that makes a big difference.
Of course, 100%. Mm. Well, thank you so much for today. You were amazing. Now we're going into the card segment.
Yes.
Oh my God, I'm excited.
Of course, the card segment.
I've been waiting for this.
I know, I bet the whole time you were like, what's it going to say?
So, what is it going to say?
So basically with the cards, they are all beauty themed.
Oh my God.
Which is exciting. I'll teach you how to use them a little bit as well, because it's important to know how to use them properly. Trishna's always like...
I'm like, again?
Yes. So, you got to knock them. Always. Okay. Always knock them, just because you store them anywhere. You might travel with them. Mm-hmm. You might have them at home and not be feeling great that day. So at least that way the energy moves, because that's the whole point of energy, for it to move and evolve. So now I'm going to read you a little message for your day.
Yay, I'm excited.
So now we have our message, which is got all the blush on, of course.
Of course, yeah.
But it's making sense.
Yes, 100%. So the message is, new love is in the air. There is a QR code at the back, so you can read and or listen more about it. Completely up to you, but I'll interpret the card a little bit for you. It doesn't have to be romantic love, by the way. It is like, it could be new passions, new exciting things coming your way that you're gonna really enjoy and love and be able to express yourself more.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I take in the energy.
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah.
Maybe you'll get a dog.
Oh, yes. I want to.
Oh my God, do
I
you?
I want to, yeah.
Oh my God.
you got it now.
Yeah. Now it's like new love is in the air.
It now could you be have love. To get a dog.
Love for the dog. This is a sign.
Yeah.
I'm getting a dog right away.
Yeah. You gotta go get it now.
Now.
What kind of dog would you get?
I want a chihuahua.
Oh my gosh.
Stop.
We literally have two chihuahuas.
Oh my god, no.
Yeah. We'll show you. They're interesting.
I love like chihuahuas. You get them in their toad and just disappear. Whatever.
I know they are. They're the cutest little
they're
ones.
The yeah. I love them. Oh,
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for today. You were incredible. Your story is so phenomenal. I love the way you linked art and stuff. It was really cool. And thank you for being on here.
Thank you for having me. I had so much fun.
Amazing.
We did so too. Great. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap. Thank you.